Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk held last night at the Kennedy Center. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard saying of the conservative activist,
"You know, I've said many times, and every soldier lives this fact, this truth. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death for your right to say it. Charlie lived by this principle."
Officials in Utah say Charlie Kirk's alleged killer, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, said to be not cooperating with officials, but his family and friends are. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel just concluding talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They are discussing more about their meeting, speaking with reporters this morning. President Trump plans to visit Britain this week, his second state visit there. He'll be at Windsor Castle. The Federal Reserve Board holds its September meeting this week as president continues trying to control the independent central bank. This is ABC News. In London, there was a big anti-immigration protest over the weekend. Tens of thousands of people were there. ABC's Lama Hassan was there as well.
A sea of British flags associated with English pride. Some demonstrators clashing with police as they tried to get through a march against fascism counter-protest that drew about 5,000 people. Tech billionaire Elon Musk making a surprise virtual appearance, his latest inflammatory foray into overseas politics, telling the crowd to fight back or die, calling the left the party of murder, and saying the UK needs revolutionary government change.
American F-35 fighter jets seen landing in Puerto Rico over the weekend, said to be part of a crackdown on drug trafficking. That as the Coast Guard stopped, boarded, and searched a Venezuelan fishing boat over the weekend. They found no drugs, only fish. Venezuela calls the search unwarranted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Post-Crib Assembly Press Conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Michael, you had some trouble putting the crib together today. What went wrong?
You know, those instructions can be tough, and, well, you saw the outcome.
Were you upset when your wife pulled you and called in the backup?
No, I mean, the baby needs a crib to sleep in, so whatever it takes.
You've got a changing table to put together next. It's got a lot of drawers. What's your comment?
You know what? We're done here.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Central Wisconsin man accused of abducting his 6-year-old niece is in custody. An Amber Alert was issued Thursday for Ruby Lehman after she went missing from her grandmother's home in the village of Almond. Ruby was found safe late Saturday afternoon when the pickup of 34-year-old Jordan Coyle was located. A Central Wisconsin woman will serve prison time for child enticement and misdemeanor sexual assault. Sally Yonke was sentenced to 5 years in lockup and another 5 on extended supervision after investigators say she made inappropriate sexual contact with the boy, both physically and through social media. And voters in DeForest will decide Tuesday whether trustee Andrew Landgraf will remain in office. Organizers of a recall election against Landgraf says he has a pattern of waging personal attacks against residents who criticize him, while Landgraf says he's being targeted because of his blunt approach. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Meet Barkley. When Barkley smells gas, he leaves fast. When Barkley hears hissing coming from a gas appliance, he leaves fast. When Barkley sees dirt or water shooting from the ground, he leaves fast. Barkley then calls 911 and Southwest Gas from a safe location.
Did that dog just grab a phone and dial 911?
Gas lines can be buried anywhere, so remember to call 911 and Southwest Gas.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free with no payments for 18 months. Bath Planet, call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Beautiful.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Something is wrong, all right. I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light. It must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love.
Hits all day long. Real country, 1430.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel. Cause I take corners on two wheels. But it's a never-ending circus ride. Faint of heart need not apply.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis and my Vita Loca here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 60s this morning, and it looks like we'll be seeing some 80s today as well. Could even see a slight chance of a shower or storm. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, Mike Davis is in. He's going to be chatting a little bit about the WASDE report that was released here on Friday, so we'll have more on that here coming up next hour. UW River Falls recently hosted an agriculture security event on September 9th through the 11th. It was a multi-state partnership for security and agriculture. The partnership, which includes 19 states, works to enhance agriculture emergency preparedness, collaboration on surveillance of, preparation for, and response to threats in agriculture, and also coordinating with all levels of government. The group held its annual meeting in a different state each year, and this year it was at UW River Falls. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, the cash dairy markets were looking pretty sad last week with butter falling below $2 per pound for the first time since December 2nd, 2021. Almost 4 years ago. In fact, a year ago, it was trading at $3.13 per pound. Cheese has also seen some weakness. I have to wonder where these prices would be if we didn't have the exports we've been seeing.
Yeah, great question. Good exports. Back in July, we exported just over 18 million pounds of butter, which is pretty good for butter. Historically speaking, look at like cheese, we export something like 115, 110 million pounds this summer, a million pounds of cheese this summer. So we don't export nearly as much butter as we do cheese, but really strong numbers nonetheless for butter. Here's the thing, Lee, I think the market is on the other side of what was going on this summer, which was a really strong demand for derivative contracts, futures contracts, future options on futures contracts, you know, OTC swaps. There's a lot of, hey, I got to get some hedges on for the second half of the year, that drove the futures market up. And I think it also kind of helped underpin the spot price. But the thing you and the listeners should know is that you don't have a real tight market unless the physical product is tight. And so we had futures at 270, 280 this summer, and spot never made it over 260 for very long. So that tells me that there's plenty of supply of great AA salted butter. And now we're on the other side of that. So I do think we're probably almost done with this sell-off. I think we've gone farther than we probably should have. And I think somewhere between $2 and $2.20, the market ought to kind of find some stability. $2 is still a good number, but we're dipping down here. Big number, this $2 level. I think it'll hold as we go through the balance of September and into October.
Well, and real quickly in closing, we have the holidays coming upon us, so that should spur things upward also.
Well, it certainly could. I mean, I think a lot of buyers that need to have butter put away for the holidays, I think they've done that. I think they can do that. There's always, it's at the margins, right? So the additional loads here or there, and I think we'll have a decent holiday season. So to your point, I think that will provide some support in the short term. You know, call it the next 30 to 45 days.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
You are one of a kind, special, unique. You are different than other people, and it is your difference that creates your value. Someone else is depending on you to grow your talents, gifts, and strengths, and to share those with them.
Another part of what makes you different and one of a kind is your specific weaknesses. Nobody is perfect. We all have weaknesses, and it is valuable to know what they are and to come to grips with them.
So, what do we do with our weaknesses? Some people, businesses, or organizations will focus all their efforts on improving their weaknesses. Sometimes, there is tremendous value in identifying a weakness and strategically taking steps to improve it.
It can also be wise to realize that a particular weakness you possess is not something you choose to improve. You may then choose to delegate or fill that weakness with another person who is already strong in that area.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Farmers, whether in the middle of harvest or just beginning, Dan Needed of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety says make safety checks of machinery and have personal protection and safety equipment available prior to the start of harvest for each season, for each day.
We always want to take a look at the fire extinguishers that are in the shed and in the combine. Are they charged? Are they ready to go? The first aid kits. Do you have a farm first aid kit that's stocked and ready to go?
Needed adds, if a grower's area uses 911 signs for emergency notification,
have a notebook in every vehicle that might go from farmstead to farmstead, because farmers are now renting more property than ever before. So if you have an emergency, that you can get that 911 sign and be able to give them that 911 number right away, which is going to tell the dispatcher what fire department, what ambulance, what law enforcement agency to be able to respond.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-458-3124. 800-458-3124. 800-458-3124.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon. Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand. Up all night, wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, it ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Thank you.
and I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging, it's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash, it's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up, and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Gotta be tough,
tough,
stand our ground. Don't let nobody pull us down. Get out of the fast lane and take it slow. We
got love,
steady as a rock. Flowing like a river, spinning like a top. We got a combination too good to let go. Oh, oh,
keep it in the middle of the road.
Honey, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go. Side like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Exile. Keep it in the middle of the road here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 66 in downtown Durant. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk down 1 to 16.31, November down 5 to 16.16, December down 2 to 16.65, January steady at 16.86. Cheese markets Friday, barrels pounds down 2.25 to 161.25. 40-pound blocks down a half to 161.5. 2 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 6.75 to 186. 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 116.5. 4 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 59.25. 4 trades on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets and feeder cattle markets are called higher today, while hogs also called mostly higher. Now, last week, big drop in the cattle markets due to lack of any type of fundamental support. Also, continued technical selling as that correction really continuing in the live and feeder cattle markets. But some of the trade might be a bit higher today due to some traders believing the sell-off Friday was overdone. Hog markets also could move mostly higher as well. There has been some stronger fundamentals as of late. It's just the trade's been unable to get past resistance levels. October live cattle opened the day at 229.97, December 231.92, February 233.22. September feeder cattle open at 350.40, October 345.80, November 343.25. October hogs open at 97.12, December 88.62, February at 90.37. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans are moving lower. Wheat still slightly higher. Corn and beans moving mostly lower. They're now finally reacting to some of the bearish parts of the WASDE report from Friday, while wheat markets are seeing a bit of a technical recovery this morning. December corn down 4.25 to 425.75. March down 4 to 443.25. May down 4.25 to 452.75. New crop 26 down 3 to 466. November beans down 5.25 to 10.41. January down 5.75 to 10.59.5. March down 6 to 10.74.25. New crop 26 down 4 to 10.80. October soybean meal down 2.70 this morning to 284.90. Well, October soybean oil up 16 cents to 51.83. Chicago wheat, December and March both up a half. December at 524, March at 541.5. Minneapolis wheat, December steady at 571.75. March also steady at 591.25. Energy markets higher this morning. October crude oil up 8 cents to 62.77. November up 12 cents to 62.54. And October gas now steady at 198. November also steady at 193. That is a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Local markets from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash and October corn 370, December at 375, new crop 26, 409. Cash and October beans 936, December 945, new crop 26, 974. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 376, October, November 380, December 385. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 384, October 380, December 383. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 375, new crop 375, cash and new crop beans 961. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 380, new crop 26, 419. Cash beans 944, new crop 26, 994. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 386, October and November 386, new crop 26, 424. Cash beans at 956. October, November, 952. New crop 26 at 1024. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 370. New crop 377. Cash and new crop beans 964. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 227 to 248, Holstein fed cattle 197 to 222, market cows 131 to 165, bulls 166 to 210, calves 520 to 1680, beef steers 339 to 680, Holstein steers 235 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 320 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 152 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does and bucks 250 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
picture. Well, don't you know she's this old cowboy's dream?
Oh, there's a boy from Moki City, and I sure think he's pretty, but I know he's trying to steal my heart away. Oh, my mama tried to warn me, he's done time in California, but he'll be in Oki till his dying day.
There's a dance we do in Oklahoma, a dance like you've never seen.
Panthers from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
She came from Fort Worth, and Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky. Got one way ticket on the next bus for Boulder, and it won't take long to say goodbye. She was working at a diner just a week ago when a man from Colorado smiled and said hello, and he turned her head with stories about a cabin trees where the wind can sing a love song beneath snow-capped mountain peaks. Now she's packed her faded blue jeans and her favorite cowboy boots, left her apron at the diner for someone else to use. One last look in the mirror at the girl she used to be. Driver takes her ticket and she tries to fall asleep. She came from Fort Worth, but Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky. She's got a one-way ticket on the next bus for Boulder. Somewhere in the long dark night, the snow began to fall. Oh, the world outside was sparkling white when she heard the driver call. Everyone off now for Boulder. and she offered no resistance as he took her to his cabin. And that diner in the distance seemed just like it never happened. She came from Fort Worth, but Fort Worth couldn't hold her. Her dreams were bigger than the Texas sky. She's got a one-way ticket on the next bus for Boulder.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, Friday's WASDE report bumped the markets up in spite of its bearish nature. Mike Davis has more.
Friday's WASDE report bumped the markets up in spite of its bullish nature. Palmetto Grains market analyst Brooke Schaefer.
We were expecting a reduction in yield and then a subsequent reduction in carry out with a possibility of an increase in exports on corn specifically. We got that, but we also got another 1.5 million planted acres added to corn. And so that takes harvested acres up from 88.6, 88.7 on the last report to 90 even. So that basically canceled out all of the decrease in production we got and the decrease in carryout that we got from reduced production and increased demand.
Schaefer says the market wasn't surprised by the change.
It was down pretty hard when the numbers first came out, but the recovery seems to point the fact that the market's already got that priced in. When you get a bearish report and get a positive reaction, that seems to indicate the market's got that priced in or you know, at least was prepared for that.
For soybeans, Schaefer says harvested acres were adjusted up.
USDA did trim yield a tenth of a bushel. They added a few acres to beans, too. On the last report where they added corn acres, they took those away from beans. On this one, they didn't. Bean harvested acres are up a little bit from last, and we still don't have any sales to China. So that's what the bean market is looking at. If we don't sell anything to China, we're going to have way too many beans. If we do sell some to China, things get really tight.
I'm Mike Davis.
Thanks, Mike. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
The unseasonably warm and humid conditions continue in our ag weather forecast. Now, showers and thunderstorms will be expected at times from Wednesday through the weekend, but no organized severe weather is expected. Temperatures will come back down to the mid-70s to end the week. Partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm this afternoon. Highs 81 to 86. Relative humidity is at 57 to 62%. Southwest winds at 6 to 11. A trace to 0.05 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Lows 62 to 67. Relative humidity is at 92 to 97%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. A trace to 0.05 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 83 to 88. Relative humidity is at 53 to 58%. South winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85, south winds at around 5. Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub. New wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The performance of grazing animals heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Making good decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years, and I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grasses well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein. Our animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. Your local extension office conducts variety field trials and can give you advice on choosing the best forages for your program. Find more tips on forage planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. Still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems. We'd all be friends, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin.
Summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did need you before,
I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou
that
never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say. I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou
that we
never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou,
that we